Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 17th, 2020. And this is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about targeted sanctions.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 1546 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com. And if you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about European Union sanctions.
The European Union has decided to renew its arms embargo and to maintain a targeted assets freeze against one company, the Zimbabwe Defense Industries, for 1 year, taking into account the situation in Zimbabwe, including the yet-to-be-investigated alleged role of the armed and security forces in human rights abuses.
In a statement, the EU indicated that they have suspended the restrictive measures on Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, Army Commander Valerie Sibanda, former First Lady Grace Mugabe, and her late husband Robert Mugabe. These have been on suspended sanctions since 2014.
The EU says the arms embargo, as well as the asset freeze against Zimbabwe defense industries, do not affect the Zimbabwean economy, foreign direct investment, or trade. The EU is urging Zimbabwean authorities to uphold the rule of law and human rights. The regional bloc says it's ready to renew a whole range of its policies at any time when justified based on developments in the country.
The EU is calling on the government to accelerate the political and economic reform process as a matter of urgency for the benefit of its population.
Perpetrators of human rights violations and abuses should swiftly be brought to justice. And the recommendations of the Motlanthe Commission of Inquiry should be implemented without further delay. In addition to an inclusive national dialogue, is key to finding structural and durable solutions to the challenges faced by Zimbabwe.
Reacting to the EU's move, Zimbabwe's Foreign Affairs Minister Siphosiso Moyo commended the regional bloc for easing the restrictive measures.
In a statement, Moyo said, quote, "We view this development as an acknowledgement of the progress made in terms of the broad reforms agenda we have set ourselves and to which we are fully committed," end quote.
The West imposed targeted sanctions on the ruling ZANU-PF officials and some companies following allegations of election rigging and human rights abuses. Zulukandaba lingalitshona njani lapha elikhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba ezijeneyo lapha ke namhla sikhuluma ke ngezijeziso zenotho. Siyabona ke ukuthi i-European Union ithi ke lokhu belezi zijeziso lezi ezifakelwe iZimbabwe Industries bathi vele akusoze kuyekethiswe. Baphinde bethula njalo lokuthi umnumzana kube ngithi uVice President Constantino Chiwenga, kuzobuya ke ucommander we-army uValerie Sibanda, kuzobuya ke lo Grace Mugabe kanye lomunye uRobert Mugabe, bakulokho kuthiwa yi-suspended sanctions. So kutsho ukuthi ngakwelinye ilihlo akukakhitshwa izijeziso lezi, kukhanya ngazani ke lokho zi-suspended kunaphana ukuthi nxa ukuthi kungaba le nto ehluphayo bazibisela. Kodwa ke sizeza ukuthi bathini ke abacubungula khonokho okwenzakalayo. So ke bathi ke ngokukhipha khonokho abakwenzileyo kukhanya ngazani akusoze kuthinta abantu ngendlela yonke nje, njalo lo mnotho welizwe kawusoze uthundubezwe izijeziso lezi. So sifuna ukuzangani izulu kandaba ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Njalo ke umnumzana Siphosiso Moyo obona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe uthabele kakhulu ukuthi hayi kukhanya ngazani i-EU ilesifiso sokuthi izijeziso lezi zesulwe, ngakho uteke hayi ubona ngazani khonokho kulokuphumelela okuthize okwenziwa i-EU. Kunjalo kumavelasi.
Aiwa, kuna wachango vakupinda mshirongwa. Tinoku chingamiza hii pano pachirongwa chedu. Pa Live Talk, pa VOA Facebook page. Ndiyo yeshona nasi tukutarisa isu nyaya yezvirango. Yanzi iyo neboka kana utisangano re European Union Paris zvino. Vamboita yavari kuti iyo suspension yevamwe vari pazvirango izvi. Asi, kampani yeZimbabwe Defense Forces yanzi icharamba iripa. Iripo ipapo yakatemerwa zvirango. Zvaka simbarara chaizvo vachiti ivo. Kana vamwe vacho vari kunzi ivo vari vanzi vambo zvirango zvavo zvaitwa suspended vanosanganisira vanhu vana vataurwa mumagwaro vanosanganisira vaConstantino Chiwenga gurukotare zvikurima vaParents Shiri mukuru wemauto vaPhilip Valerio Sibanda pamwe naamai Grace Mugabe vaive mudzimai wevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika muchakabvu vaRobert Mugabe vanzi ivo vamboiswa pamasuspension iwaya enyaya dzezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika neEuropean Union. Asi, tiri kuona isu kuti kambani yeZimbabwe Defense Forces iri kunzi iyo icharamba iri pazvirango uyezve kwe gore rinouya vanenge vari kuona ivo veEuropean Union kuti pane zvichachinja here muZimbabwe vari kuti ivo pane nyaya yekurayiwa kwakaitwa vanhu mushure mesarudzo dzakaitwa munyika uyezve pakawanikwa pachiitwa Mohlante Commission asi vanoti havana kuzoona chakabuda pane zvakataurwa saka ndosaka kambani iyo yeZimbabwe Defense Industry yaramba iri pazvirango. Asi regei timbonzwa kubva kumutauriri wesangano reCrisis in Zimbabwe, Coalition vaMavelas Khumalo, vanga vari kutaura ivo vachitaura pamusoro pedanho ratorwa neEU iri.
Tinogamuchira danho ratorwa neEuropean Union rekusiya kambani yezvombo iyo yehurumende yeZimbabwe Defense Industries iri pazvirango zveupfumi. Tinoona nguva zhinji kambani iyi ndiyo inoshandiswa kuunganidza mari nekuunza zvombo muno munyika. Tinoona ndo zvombo zviri kushandiswa kutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Kambani iyi haingarambi ichishandiswa nehurumende kuita mabasa eudzvanyiriri kuti vanhu vasakwanise kunge vachinjoya kodzero dzavo dzakafanana ne the right to assembly, the right to association, freedom of speech, nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaMavelas Khumalo veSangano reCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition. Regai tinzwe zvakare kubva kune bato reMDC, vaLuke Tamborinyoka tozonzwa kubva kuZANU PF, vachitaurawo pamusoro penyaya iyo yezvirango vaMutodi.
Dzimwe nyika dzinokoshesa upenyu hwevanhu. Saka namunhu hurumende muchidashura nekuponda vanhu venyu zvinonetsa kuti dzimwe nyika dzitambire zvakadaro. Saka ivo vanhu vezana ava vanoziva zvavanofanira kuita kana vachida kuti vanyatsorespectwa nedzimwe nyika uyezve kuti vadyidzane nedzimwe nyika sezvavari kutaura vari kuti engagement nere-engagement drive.
Iyoyo inyaya iri muhurumende, inyaya iri mukati memahofisi edu ehurumende. Ticharamba tichiongorora, tichikurukurirana zvakare neEU, tichionesana mafambiro akaita zvinhu nokuti kune mareports anotaura kuti kwakuine mahooligans aipindira paiita mademonstrations vanga vakabata zvigwagwagwa. Vanogona kudaro vari vanhu vakashandisa zvigwagwagwa izvozvo kuita zvisiri izvo kupfuura vanhu kuti zvizonzi hurumende ndo yazviita. At the same time tine zvakabuda mucommission yavamafandi. Saka zvose izvo tiri kuzviwerengedza pamwe chete. Tova nedecision yatinechaita sehurumende iri danho rinotorwa nehurumende yamunangagwa kuti tione kuti tingadile sei nevanonenerwa kana kuti nevachange vachibatwa nemhosva yekunge vadi vaita izvo.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaEnergy Mutodi veSangano reZANU PF uyezve tanzwa kubva kuna vaLuke Tamborinyoka vebato reMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezvaitwa neEU nasi Gibbs.
Now let's read exactly what the EU said about these targeted sanctions. So in one of the paragraphs the EU wrote, the EU, quote, the EU has decided to renew its arms embargo and to maintain a targeted assets freeze against one company, Zimbabwe Defense Industries, for 1 year, taking into account the situation in Zimbabwe, including the yet-to-be-investigated alleged role of the armed and security forces in human rights abuses. The restrictive measures against the four individuals are suspended. The arms embargo as well as the asset freeze against Zimbabwe defense industries do not affect the Zimbabwean economy, foreign direct investment or trade. They are motivated by the EU's intention to encourage a demonstrable commitment by the Zimbabwean authorities to upholding the rule of law and human rights. So now, end quote. So in a way, these guys are saying the restrictive measures against those four are actually suspended. So, but if you check about what has been happening over the years, since 2014,
mm-hmm.
those restrictive measures have been suspended among these securocrats. So, which means they may not have necessarily lifted the sanctions. So it's a question of suspending them, putting them in a shelf where they can easily dust them and make them live. So we are yet to get the MTC spokesperson or the presidential spokesperson of the MTC party. That is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. And we've got some ZANU-PF activists as well that are coming on board. So, guys, we're going to have a look at the EU. Lapa yakhuluma sifile kuzwayo. Ikhuluma ngokuthi ke ama-sanctions lawa ahlala ekhona kuZimbabwe defense industries. Kodwa kulaba abane abaqanjiweyo abanjengo Vice President uConstantina Chiwenga, kuzobuya u-Army Commander uValerie Sibanda, kuzobuya ke unkosikazi Grace Mugabe lomoyi uRobert Mugabe. Kuthiwa ke phansi kwalokho okuthiwa yi-suspended sanctions. So ke i-EU ayizange iphumele egcekeni. Ayichonga ukuthi ama-sanctions lawa asesusiwe. So kulapho ngani babanjwe khona ukuthi abazange bekuzwisise ngemfanelo kumbe abantu bebandla leZANU-PF. Nxa sesikhangela ke okwethulwe ngumnumzana Sibusiso Moyo, obona ke ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe, uthe bayakuthakazelela khonokho okwenzakalayo. So kuza kubala ke ngesikhiwa ngamafitshane. Uthi, quote, "We maintain that these and other sanctions or measures imposed against Zimbabwe are unjustified and outdated, that they actually hinder our reform trajectory, and that all such measures should be removed, especially at a time when government is confronted by the daunting consequences of natural disaster and devastating drought," end quote. So then he continues by saying, quote, "We are, of course, grateful for the support and assistance being provided by the EU to bolster government's own efforts to ensure food security for all," end quote. So, okay, lapha mavela siyabonga kakhulu ke uNomzana Sibusiso Moyo. Ekhuluma ukuthi hayi kwenyakazana izinto zolezi zengani bezibathwala senzima, kodwa ke singazi ukuthi njengoba kungakhanya ukuthi bazisusile kuya ngaphi lokho.
Mhm. Tinoona pana Chris Potebe ari kuti kutoteerera zvedu tiri pagokwe kuchipere village ndokutaura kuri kuita vamwe vari pano pa Facebook page yedu yeVOA Shona hapo nhasi tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yezvirango uyezve tichiona kuti European Union nhasi yazivisa kuti ichamboita yavari kuti iyo suspension yevamwe vana vaConstantino Chiwenga, vaParents Shiri na Mai Grace Mugabe na Philip Valerio Sibanda. Asi vachitaura ivo kuti yatingati yekambani yeZimbabwe defense industry icharamba iri papo pama sanctions European Union. Chrissy Dean Botha Erasmus ari kuti ndakaringa ndiri pagokwe North Nembudzia Nyaurungwe kuward 22 Love Mochi Nengo ari kuti ndifonerei baba Junior Prince Muvamba ari kuti I'm watching you, I'm here in Cape Town. Kayalecha, Mike Nyakujiganza, I'm watching you, I'm in Pretoria. Kegosi Tedias Mfana Dzivakwe, anzi tiri kuno kuBotswana zvedu. Augustine Terera yakuti I'm watching you from Johannesburg ku Springs. Simon Chinukutira, anzi I'm watching you from Johannesburg. Terence Naro, ati maswera seko zvenyu, ana Maduve nemuri yese ye Studio 7 aiwa, taswera zvakanaka mu studio nhasi muna Duve Duve. Gilbert Makopa anzi watching you live from Nelspruit in South Africa. Same Eagle ari kuti tiri kuno ku Johannesburg ku Cosmos City. Sekutaura kwaita Gibbs Dube takamirira pana pa kuti tinge tiri kuita hurukuro neve ZANU-PF uyezve neve MDC inotungamirwa na Nelson Chamisa tichinzwa pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezvaitika izvi. Same Eagle anzi I'm watching you from Joburg. Moton Moto anzi maswera seko tetema vi. I'm watching you from Midrand. Kuno ku Johannesburg. Bezari Gwekwere And I'm watching you from Pretoria. Linus Madzura, and how are you tetema? I'm watching you from Cape Town, ku South Africa. Kana mshida uti mpinde mchirongwa, ivae manyora number zenyu, maka isafa kare ma code number zenyu, kutitigo kufonera I Gibbs.
Yes, so the European Union says Zimbabwe is going through a multifaceted, prolonged and deep crisis.
Mm.
And it says the transition in Zimbabwe nevertheless opened doors for economic and political reforms, which the then newly elected government committed to implement. So it then says the European Union remains ready to support these policies as underlined in the Council conclusions adopted on 22 January 2018. Then seizing opportunities for real transformation would facilitate steps towards deeper re-engagement of the EU based on mutual commitments and shared values in line with the 2030 agenda and focused on human rights, democracy, governance, and rule of law. Then it says, I think this is very important,
mm-hmm.
quote, the lack of substantial reforms, the further shrinking of democratic space and corruption have, however, contributed to the current deterioration, deteriorating humanitarian crisis and to the economic and social situation. So there you are. I think I'll repeat that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So the lack of substantial reforms, the further shrinking of democratic space and corruption have, however, contributed to the current deteriorating humanitarian crisis and to the economic and social situation. So but to Kenya Zani as Zimbabwe, one was a lingue. So but yinking a lapa movie as good space set democracy
mm-hmm.
Zimbabwe as clearly. Space set democracy in Zimbabwe siluchan kakulu. Kuzo boya lo mukotlagali, but kwele kunyongumangalisayo, kwele Zimbabwe. So, kwenzi kutabantu bakatla nyezwe, njalo umnoto, ungatutuwe ngemfanelo. So, ngizo kutuwe silomuntu lapa, singapa silomani kwenye. Wati sima mgele, umtose kwenye. Sakubwane kwenye kunjani?
Kwa mnumja wana kunjani.
Siya pila mfuwetu, mkuma lobani?
Mkuma lo masugu na penka vasi.
Iye, masugu ya pila inbao?
Ya pila mnumja wana kunjani ya.
Haisi ya pila kakulu, sizo kutuake EU iti kuona ke ama sanctions lawa a impozwa ku Zimbabwe defense industries aloke ekona. Baba sebebalisa ke operance shiri kuzobuya ke UVP Constantino Chiwenga kuzobuya njalo lo Mrs. Grace Mkabe kanye lo Moi Robert Mkabe. Bathi konapo ke kanye laba baku suspended sanctions. So kodwa abaphumele egcekeni ukuthi sebawa lift la ma sanctions lawa kulaba ke abane. So okay, when you want to go to the
country? I want to go to the country. I want to go to the country. But I'm feeling with these people, I want to go to the country. They need a decisive decision. I mean, you let out with the country. Time frame.
Mm-hmm.
We have been in this country for long. Abantu laba, they've held that expansion for almost 20 years. If I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing has changed. As we can, this is a we say Abantu when laba, about nearly 100, whatever the number.
Mm-hmm.
Abantu laba, as far as it's true, we are benefiting out of this. Abantu laba, I don't support them in any way. But we can, when they are benefiting much out of this.
Mm.
So they are not even feeling anything. They have made a decision. Ngabe bakulifile sibone ukuthi kanti kona bona bazaphila njani nabanye abantu wakathezi bakwanisi bangatshentsha there's no bhoti ongakwanisi ukuthi ababone ukuthi batshentshise they are filthy rich irigardless zokuthi they are sanctioned. So mina ukufila wami I was feeling of the feeling ukuthi ngabe i-European Union should lift all these sanctions bona ukuthi kanti vele lapho esingancedana nabo abantu laba basincede nabo ngoba you know abantu laba kathesi kusasa babulela abantu kuma-elections babulela abantu kuma-strike uyabona ukuthi kwenza kwabo vele they don't want to get out of these sanctions ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi bangaba out of these sanctions bangene kucommonwealth and everything besiya kuma meeting they will not be asked yabe funa ukuthi baphendule but as long as they are out of this thing bazabe lokho bekhala ngani ukuthi ama-sanctions are not in your commonwealth besenza the same thing for the next 30 or 4 years so I feel like ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa khona mina i-European Union I can meet them those budgets meet all these sanctions and monitor these people khathesi siyalamba ngoba bona bayasita ya diamonds ya mines ya there are no checks and balances ngoba bazenzela intando okwani ukuthi angene lapho uyatshontsha afake esikhwameni fansangeni lapho atshontsha ngoba there are no checks and balances but babuye ebantwini bathi is because of sanctions but what are the three things ugabe has been one of the richest persons out of these sanctions
siyakubuza bama masuku ungathina kusasa uphenduke phela kuprogramu ezilandelayo
ngiyabonga lanti belingivonela uma vele ngidlala ngumuntu owazimeleli kulindi ukuthi nami ngike ngikhulume sikuthi hhayi zabakhiphro ama-sanctions sibabone laba bantu ukuthi basibulala kuphi
hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu siyabonga kakhulu ungathina kusasa
ngiyabonga
so that is Mr. Masuku he is in the Midlands he says the best solution here is to lift these sanctions and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, he presumes that these people want the sanctions to be always there so that they do anything that they want. So he says, please, the EU and others should lift these sanctions and then we navigate from there.
Very interesting take, but I understand we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
I want to talk to you about the Murugupi, Tiriwadi.
We've got to speak in my arms about
ai wataura itinzwe muri kunzwa nyaya yezvirango izvi munoonawo sei
aiwa hapa nyaya yezvirango zveupfumira zvi ini handisi kuona chaio chokuchema mazimbabwe zeni nokuti paishu yezvirango zveupfumi izvi iri kunzi zimbabwe defense industry inova inoona nezvombo izvizvo hatina hondo yatiri kuda idzo saka ivapo tinochema chii tobva ipapo toenda paishu panyaya ye zvakaitirwa zvamwe zveupfumi inyaya yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu kwakapa kuti zvamwe zveupfumi zviitwe zvi izvozvi zvotoniirenika zviri pachena ingangoti itai mapfanidzo dzenyu zviri pachena zvisina chitsotsi zvinova hurumende inge inotongwa nehurumende yafadzwa nevanhu izvozvo zvizvo zvinzi gadzirisai mugadzirisai mini mapolitical reforms aya mugadzisa malegal reforms isusu semazimbabweni vacho vatinotora kugadzira vanofanira kuvachigadzira vacho havasi kuda taakubvapo pabundiro remutemo taakutanga kuisa zvigamba zvigamba tisati tamboimplimenta isu yeconstitution yatakavhotera 2013 iconstitution ya2013 yakavhotirwa nevanhu handitika asi yezvino zvanotiye tavashandisa majority yayo muparliament tikuisa kuita zvigamba zvigamba zvakafanira running mate iripo iya vaakufaitira kuti ibve asi takaivhotera isusu havana kuimplimenta paprevious election ya2018 nhasi uno taakutanga kuti isusu masanctions tambotedze constitution yacho vanhu vakapfuurwa 2018 vakaseta commission of inquiry yavo kuti vaone zvivi zvakakonzeresa kuti vanhu vange vachifa vanhu vakafa nyika pasi rese richiona mutaund mararom asi chinonetsa hapana chati chamboimplimenta zvakarekomendwa necommission yamurulanda iya nanhasi hapana chati chaitwa asi taakuchema kuti hanzi masanctions masanctions ndizvo zvakonzera masanctions ngatimbotedzei bundo remutemo toita kuti aukaya ngaasungwe aba ngaasungwe totedzera kodzo dzevanhu zotedzera constitution yevanhu toona isusu kuti anoramba aripiwe masanctions
saka dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nemasangano akadai sana iyu iwaya panyaya iyoyi maitichi
ndeatinambai makadzanya kusvika zvanaka kuti tiite isusu tidedzere bundo remutemo ngatidedzerei zvido zvevanhu kunyanya ndiko kuti iutiregere kana zvakadai so aiwa isi hatisi kuona zvatikunzira nokuti masanctions kuvapo kwavo kana kwanaka kwavo vanhu vangourayiwa hazvine neeu zvokuraa kwevanhu munyika nenyaya yekungoti tapiya munhu anoenda itaidzamari akashayika amakore mangani ashayika haana kana tres mopiwa masanctions mota kuti hanzi no munhu ngaawanike imivi mota hanzi no hatiri izvozvo
kudai maiwana mukana wekutaura nehurumende maiti chii nezvavari kunzi neeuropean union vagadzirisa
ndaiti ngavateedzere zveutaura neeuropean union nerezveutaura neeuropean union haisi kutaura zvayo zvemutoro wayo ikutaura zvebumbiro remutemo remuzimbabwe rakasarudzwa nevana vemuzimbabwe kuzi teedzerai bumbiro remutemo saka ivo chikwana chatedzere bumbiro remutemo chii ngavateedzere bumbiro remutemo vanhu vasanyenzeranamba ari kwere
aiwa tinotenda chaizvo hanzvadzi muve nezuva rakanaka Okay. Gibbs, our caller there is actually saying he feels the sanctions should stay on and Zimbabwe needs to just reform. They need to look at what reforms the European Union are asking them to do and then fulfill those reforms and everything should be okay.
Yes, and here's what the EU further says. The EU calls on the government to accelerate the political and economic reform process as a matter of urgency for the benefit of its population. Perpetrators of human rights violations and abuses should swiftly be brought to justice, and the recommendations of the Motlanthe Commission of Inquiry should be implemented without further delay. In addition, an inclusive national dialogue is key to finding structural and durable solutions to the challenges faced by Zimbabwe. Now I'm told we've got support on the line. Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello.
Yeah, kunjani mfowethu?
Hayi nyaphila baba.
Ye inkulumo lobani?
Lolani lani Ndlovu.
Ye Ndlovini, injani impilo yakho?
Hayi ngiyancenga.
Ye nanku ke ama sanctions lawa esikhuluma ngawo. Kukhanya ngazani European Union ithi iZimbabwe Defence Industries kuyamele ihlale ingaphansi kwezijeziso lezi. Njalo kuzobuya ke OVP Constantino Chiwenga kuzobuya ke ami commander uValerius Banda njalo lonkosikazi Grace Mgabe bakuloko kuthiwa yi suspended sanctions so wena ngokwakho uzu kuti bajoni konapa
na engubona abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi balobuthongo bangaboni engani bona bafakelwe ngamazwi ama sanctions bona abantu bezimbabwe yibo abazibhakela ama sanctions ikakhulu yona laba abantu abasezihlaleni eziphezulu ama minister ngoba akwenza ukuthi kunje lami kathese emasini khapa ngiyalima ngathiwa amakule ngihambe se-DMP sele ngithathela bethi ngithele ukuthi indaba ngilimile ngivele khonapho ngithela engazange wancedisa ngalutho so akula ma-sanction akhona afakwe ngabantu bangaphandle abantu bakithi lapha yibo abafaka ama-sanction ngoba ngila bezoncediswa bafuna ukudla kubona okuningi bendlela ezikhwaneni zakho lwabe umuntu oncedisayo olemetriliyeni ozayabhada izisele ezethingasatholanga lutho akula ma-sanction abafakeleyo laba bantu
so lapha utsho ukuthi vele abantu yibo abafakelwa ama-sanction ngurhulumente
ye abantu bafaka ama-sanction ngurhulumente ngikhuluma kanje yona lo nyaka esiphuma ku-2019 sesilamabele sahambe se-game b imazakhwa zafakwa emafoni zabo yaso zingasancedisi ngalutho sokuthekiswe kwathekisa izinto ezingakhanyi ukuthi kuyini sasidlela nje imali zethu mahara sakhanyi kwapho abasitheka le mali yomthelo futhi
singathi awubazwele sibili
hayi zorhulumente yaloo khona kaphume kaphume yikho kuzayenza ukuthi ilizwe lelibidikani ngoba nxa umuntu eza kuyeza osincedisa la sizakwazi ukuthi thina njengabantu abancediswayo sizuze khonokho okulingeneyo kuyokuthi sihle sibulale nalo muntu onekhampani ezoncedisa la phela lapho into eyenzakalayo ngathi uthi yabancedisa bathi bokuhlala entanyeni bathi bakubulale rantu uyaphuma lani yona osebenza
kuzima mfowethu uthe sibongombani undlovu
ye
siyakuzwa kakhulu ngabo segogwe
hayi selupane yakhe lupane east
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile phose lokugcina ndlovini
hayi siyabonga madoda hayi uhulumende lo khona shuwa siyacela akakazinuka amakhwapha abone since 1980 lokhu ebulala ilizwe siyaphambili ngazi bethi bayatshintsha lapha kufanele ukuthi umuntu akhuphe ulutho efrijini afake ku-cooler box ayike ime kancane zanupiyefu lizwe lizavuka madoda
hayi kuyazwakala siyabonga kakhulu ungathelela kusasa baba Ndlovu Yeah, so according to Mr. Ndlovu in Lupane, he says people have sanctions imposed on them by the government. He says, for example, you know, the government raided their granaries and took the maize to GMP. That is some years ago, maybe about a year or so ago. And he says they never got anything out of that. So he says they've been trying to get something, but they can't. So he says the government must go simple and it doesn't feel pity for those people with sanctions imposed on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Very interesting indeed. Purity Goku, I'm watching you from Durban in South Africa. Kunawa vachangu vakupinda mchirongwa nasi tributari say sunyaya yezvirango. Zvakatemerwa vamwe vemuhurumende nesangano re-European Union. Taona nasi European Union ichizivisa iyo kuti yaisa pama suspension vamwe vanhu vana. Asi, kambani ye Zimbabwe Defense Industry icharamba iri pazvirango izvozvi. Ndisekuti pane zvakawanda zvakaitika munguva iyo pakaita sarudzo uyezve tikaona vanhu vachiurayiwa. Vari kuti ivo ve-European Union dai hurumende yaedza kugadzirisa zvakawanda munyika sei zvakataurwa neMotlanthe Commission kuti vagadzirise. Ashley Masango adds kuti that's a wrong move from the European Union to remove sanctions to some of the ministers. Instead, they must be sanctioned more for the brutality of innocent people, and sanctions must be removed the day ZANU-PF is removed from power. When you remove sanctions to those heartless thugs, it's like you're giving them more authority and power to resume dictating the ordinary citizens. Hanzi ndiri kuno ku South Africa. Taso tapfuma magasa. Hanzi ndiri kukuona ndiri kuno ku Uzumba, kuzumbu ku Mozambique. Ndinonzi Taso Magaso. Ashley Masango, Hanzi, I'm in Hadesprut, South Africa. I want to share some important information on why the EU were not supposed to remove the sanctions. Ndi Ashley, we had a phone. Ashley, kana mukakwanisa kuisa code number yenyu, isai code number yenyu, because tunigori ne number, asati sikuzoti murukupi. Kennedy Zitsato, Hanzi, makadi iko team VOA. I'm watching you live from Harare, Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo, nizokutawa sile kola. Kola, kunjani? Yebo kola kunjani?
Magadini.
Magadi enyu.
Magadini madam.
Tiri wadi wada meno. Tukutawata nani uye shemuri kupi?
Tiri ndiri kuna kubotswana kwa Francis Town.
Kwa kadi kubotswana?
Kuna kuregistere.
Tipe ufu nkwa zenyu.
Kumana, sangi shenzi ndadzire kukubiswa yu. Because the disease is a disease. Saka tikataura nesanction kuti dzabviswa tisingazivi kuti dzakamboisirwei sanction idzodzo then hapana zvataita tofanira kuziva kuti dzakaisirwei.
Saka semaonero yenyu imi dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nemasangano akadai sana European Union maitiji
daitota kuti sunga isitereki totorai vamwe wacho muise futi ipapo munamire hazvibatsiri kuti kuna vamwe vanhu vari kushayikwa. Kuna wanu wali kuura iwa, kuna wanu wali kufane nzara, because munhu wanu wa shoma shoma. Asuba ziri.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu.
Sanction izika, hatisi kuti isanction the economic. Mm-hmm. Ino the personal sanction. It's not the economic sanction, the personal sanction. The wanu wa suku mbumirwa kuenda kuoverseas. Saka wata kuenda kuoverseas, kuitei. Kunika kwawe. Kudabona biya iko Stefan ne Stefan korera dziri muno mutimbwa nhari muZimbabwe. Musina madoctor, musina mushonga. Iwo enda kuvarapiwa nemushonga. Vana vava vari kuoverseas, vari kurapiwa, vari kufunda zvakanaka, vedo vasingafundi. Zvino batsire izvo.
Ai what not endanzwa dzimuve nezuva rakanaka.
Ndizozo maiyo.
Hey, bye bye. Gibbs, the caller there is actually saying these sanctions should be intensified because he says a lot of people are not getting treatment in Zimbabwe. They have to, you know, but he feels that they are not really affecting Zimbabwe, the sanctions, but individuals. So he wishes that actually the list could be extended.
Yes, I was a colleague, Bakuluma Vantula Pass. Bonuti Batini, Facebook, yes, in Debele, what in Zamutim Vulege, if Facebook page, yet too, Smale, Utabantu Batini, or Zotagis Lu Mashangan, Kuman Kala, what is that Mashangan? Mashangan, kunjan?
Nyapira.
Kunjan, a calling for it.
I don't go right.
What in what type of school, how do I'm done?
I'm a sanction, but you are vast, and you want to go on getting vast. Because I was busy, Ufana, ubaba yena athi hayi la endlini singapheki or yena maye magrocery uyadla mabuya lathi hayi asisitrekeni singapheki la endlini kungadliwi yena but makufana ukuthi bona bahamba boyolaba ngaphandle zonke izinto zabo zile ngaphandle zisintezela abantu sebangaziko ukuthi ifunga emakhaya ukhuluma ngemasanje abayazi le nto le ukuthi isebenza njani ukuthi yibenefit abani ngibona abuyelwa kungiyo le nto le manje mina ngibona ukuthi kungaba ngcono ukuthi asibona ukuthi kungayenzekani because if ungahamba uyele emakhaya sezebi ubuze abantu ukuthi le nto ihamba njani abayizwisisi
kodwa wena ngokubona kwakho ubona nama-sanctions lawa abantu kubaphatha njani khonokho
abazi but abantu bahlupheka kakhulu manje laba bahluphekako ngibathi labasemakhayeni le underground because uma uye esibhedlela akunamuthi bazokubhalela incwadi bathi hamba uye ekhemesi manje kungaba ngcono ukuthi sibone ukuthi masukile amasankeni yini le into le izohamba kani
so lapha wena usuggest ukuthi kumele kwenziweni manje
amasankena asithi sibone ukuthi kuzenzekani because ithi sithi amasankeni abantu bayenza kufana neviva zana bathi viva lemasankeni mina ngibone into le isizako because abantu basuveka more kuthi bona mabagula kukudla kwabo kuphuma ngaphandle mabagula bayaze mina nifana nithi hayi fambeli nemasankeni hawa angiboni ukuthi into le i-right mina angiyiboni
hayi so wena uthi izijezo lezi azihlale zikhona
amasankeni abakhipha angasafuneki because angisizi because labantu lasithi siyabathageta bona bahamba yonke lezi ibhamu lezi bayozithola nama-tagers koke baze nazo bazohlukumeza abantu nanithi hayi thina amasankeni jafu angiboni ukuthi ayasiza la masankeni
ya okay nokho uyazwakala sibongile kakhulu mashongane
angingakaqedi ngifuna ukukhuluma ngesihlangano abanye abantu bathi ngiumengesihlangano lawa angilalelanga
ngikhuluma ngamafishani ye
n'wina vanhu va ka hina ve machangana masankeni a susiwe mhaka ku a nga pfuni nchumu hi mhaka ku nani ku a karata hina vanhu hina swisiwana yi nga phuwa hina a hi karataka va ka a endleni ku masankeni a suka mhaka a swipfuni nchumu vona va fulaya va 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 khandziya tisiwa majini va famba va yani va fika va tshungula va tlhela va vuya va kuma medication ya kahle hina ka hi hlupheka apa ni ri ku tela kuti masankeni nga ha bisiwa kuti kana bisiwa masankeni gona kuti hi tivona kuti yita hi ri hi nga gona ku fambela mbirhi ni kuti a swibeteri ni kuti vanhu va tiva va tina tithina va yitila masankeni kana va karhwala vona endla hi koko vanto ratiwa vo vuya nezini bya kanaka ni mafoni ya kabuda manyuwana a ti ni mikiremba mitinoda masankeni zi no riva kuti ha misoredi vanhu a yi ndzisisi ni kuti a swibeteri va ya diva ndimini vathu vose ndi rhombela u ri masankeni abye ngauri a swi thwisi titi ngauri vathu va tambura undi va tisindzi va swa dheki na titi hava vahurwani vothe va wana zote hezi vafuva va namela mabuku va vange va wana switi zothe va vuya iitiko tambuwa ya tiva ngini
tisiyabonga kakhulu mashonganeapfuwe
because hava feni
siyabonga kakhulu mashongane so that is Mr. Mashongane is in South Africa. You know, he loves speaking his own language.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Chiredzi.
Interesting.
So, and he says, you know, sanctions must be lifted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that we are joined by one of our guests, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is the spokesperson for the MDC president. Dr. Sibanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Good evening.
Thank you so much. So tell us, what are your thoughts about these targeted sanctions, the action by the EU today?
Look, I think that what is important is for us to realize that Zimbabweans have an everyday sanction in the form of poor leadership provided by, or incapable leadership provided by both Mnangagwa and Zanu-PF. And I think that that's a heavy sanction that Zimbabweans are faced with every day. The sanction of corruption, as you know, Zimbabwe is losing, as it were, Zimbabwe lost $11 billion to the corruption around Command Agriculture. Zimbabwe also lost $3 billion to unknown destinations. I think they say it is something to do with oil. And Zimbabwe has lost another $2.9 billion just in the last 3 years alone. So you're talking about over $15 billion being lost to ZANU-PF and Mr. Mnangagwa's leadership. So that's a serious challenge, and we've got to be clear about that. that it's a form of sanction that we do not deserve as Zimbabweans, and that this is a form of sanction that we have control over, and we should not be having such huge losses. We cannot assume that we have control over what other people decide to do or who they want to elect with and in what terms. I think that if you want to play a game with somebody else, you've got to accept that they've got their own terms of reference, and you sort of by those rules. At the moment, I think clearly ZANU-PF has put through a lot of suffering.
Sicela ubambe konapho ke sithathe ubaba uJoseph Juma uyebandla leZANU-PF. Baba Juma, utshona njani?
Ngicela utshona njani baba?
Hayi, sikahle kakhulu baba Juma. So we are seeing that the EU is talking about sanctions, saying the Zimbabwe defense industries remains on the sanctions list, and then they actually said on the suspended list are people like the vice president Constantino Chiwenga, and then the army commander Valerie Spanda, and Mrs. Grace Mugabe. So now it seems as if they may not have necessarily lifted the sanctions on the on these three. You know, so how do you take it as ZANU-PF and yourself as a politician?
Well, I'll talk about myself as a politician. Really, I would not want to talk on behalf of ZANU-PF because I'm not the spokesperson of the party.
Yes.
But what I can see definitely is a showing of an improvement, so to say, by EU to Zimbabwe, because you must remember that EU
at the first place came into
this game, being influenced by Britain. So the Brexit issue, I think, can also help the a lot of this whole gameplay. They are beginning to see the light now because they are no longer seeing it through the eyes of Britain, but now they are seeing it on their own. So already this is a massive step, and I'm so hopeful, and I hope that they will continue engaging in that direction to a point whereby they will end up lifting all the sanctions, whether on a company or an individual or a system. Then that way we can engage each other and start working with that kind of relationship. It becomes better for everyone. It was a war that we had with Britain because of the land reform, obviously. We all know the story behind it. And so EU had no real story behind putting us under sanctions at all. So now, because Britain was their ally, at that point in time, they had to do that. But now, because they divorced, now we are seeing those results. We are seeing the EU now being more rational, more positive, and taking those steps. So I wasn't going to expect them to really, overnight, just cancel everything and we come back to page one. That was going to be almost impossible. But that kind of step alone, to say now they've removed about four people in their list, that's the vice president, the army commander, Minister Siri, and the former first lady, Grace Mugabe. It's a good step already. It's a positive way of going forward.
So indications are that maybe they are on the suspended sanctions list and not having lifted them, the sanctions. It's a bit complicated, you know, the wording of it. So they are saying they are on the suspended list. So, okay, Baba Chuma, ngasikhangela kusiya kuyo phambili sibili. Kumele lijalo ukuthi izijeziso lezi kumele zesulwe zonke, kodwa kutshengiseli phela ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lifuna kwenzakale khonokho.
Angazi ukuthi uyabusitshoni masuthi akutshengisele ukubana ibandla leZANU-PF lifuna kwenzeke khonokho, ngoba singakhangela from the time kusiba le new dispensation under ubaba uMnangagwa, we have tried to be as engaging as possible. We have tried to do everything the right way. But you see now, while we're doing that, Silabantu, who like to play with figures, like now what I was hearing from my brother here, Unkululeko, talking about the 11 billion, 3 billion, 2.9 billion, and stuff like that, playing around with figures, throwing them to society, and causing that pandemonium with that V11. They're so famous now of wanting to say things that cannot be substantiated at all by anything proper figures. So it's always going to be just like what our former president, the late Comrade Mugabe, did when he spoke about that 15 billion being stolen from the diamond industry. Yet we all don't know, anybody who's sane enough to research and have proper information will know that the world over, the diamond industry doesn't even realize that kind of money. So how could tiny Zimbabwe and then have that kind of money disappearing within its coffer under the diamond scheme? It is impossible. But because people don't want to risk, they'll then buy that story and run all the way to the shops with that kind of story and with those kind of figures. It becomes unfair. That's the kind of recipe that does not build a country at all. Some people actually behave as if they don't even care about Zimbabwe at all. They don't care. They want to see it go down and collapse totally. But that is the only country that you have. When you go out to Britain, you become a foreigner. When you go out to Botswana here next door or something, you become a foreigner. You are only a citizen here in this country, Zimbabwe. And therefore, at times, let's remove that political cap and wear a cap of saying, first and foremost, before I am anything, before I am MPC or ZANU-PF, I am Zimbabwe. And whatever I am going to do must propel the goodness of Zimbabwe and make it conducive for my children and their children. That's how we should think, actually.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line, Baba Chuma. Marvelous.
Aha, regai timboenda kuna vasibanda. Vasibanda maona zvabva kusangano re-European Union. Munotambira sei imi se-MDC?
Hello?
Hello, ya tatu kufunza kuti maona zvaturwa ne-European Union nasi. Imi se-MDC munotambira sei izvi?
Munokunzwa?
Tukukunzwa, itaura yenyu. Tirikufunza kuti imi seMDC munotambira sei zvaturwa neEuropean Union nasi.
Zvatinotambira ndezvekuti dai ZANU-PF yatanga kuziva kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kutambura nenyaya yemaitiro avo, nyaya yecorruption neyatinoti lack of leadership. Ndinya tinofunga kuti iyoyo ndo yatinofanirwa kunyatsotarisa. Uye kana ZANU ichida kuti idyidzane nevamwe vanhu, ngaitambewo ichishandisa marules anenge atarwa nevamwe ivavo kana ichida kutamba navo, kwete kungoramba vachiita kunga. Look, there is nothing special about ZANU-PF, and ZANU-PF should not act as if they are special. Nyika inofamba nenyaya yekuti tinofunga sei techiita zvinhu zvedu zvakanaka here. Saka tinoziva kuti ZANU-PF haisikuita izvozvo iri kukuvadza nyika. Pane vanga vachitaura kuti hanzi tiri kuti atirowo mafigures. Mafigures andakupai 2.5 ne-3 billion ne-11 billion mafigures ari mupublic. People should read vasati vaita macomments. These are figures made public ne-public accounts committee inocheiwa navabiti.
Vachuma, munogona kupindurawo nezviri kutaurwa navasibanda? Vachuma?
Kana ngativakei muzvokwadi, kwete kuivaka nekuda kungoramba tichingopenda a very bleak and gloomy picture of Zimbabwe. Mafiga zvakutaura vasakanganika mukoma wangu ngule kuti neniwo ndaimbove nhengo yeparliament and tinoziva zvinhu zvacho kuti zvofamba sei. Mafiga ese ava kutaura aya ndosandati inini let's substantiate them. Uchaona kuti hapana zvatinobuda nazvo ipapo. Zvimwe zvinhu kunge tatora zvinhu zvisazaita conclusive ending of investigation through my audit and stuff like that, but tova tamhanya because isusu zvatoda chete is any negativity that we get whether from parliament whether from where. Tikangobva chinhu chinenge hatina kufamba zvakanaka ndotomhanya nacho chitereki chitereki tosiya zvakanaka zvacho zvichavaka Zimbabwe zvichaita kuti Zimbabwe inake. Hungu vanhu vari kutambura tinoziva chaizvo izvozvo, and hapana munhu anoda kuti vanhu vatambure because kutambura kwevanhu hakunei nemisangano yedu yatinayo iyonzi MTC. Vavanhu MTC ndovari kutambura voga kana kuti vanhu veZANU-PF ndovakagarika voga, hapana zvakadaro. Vanhu vese vari kutambura zvinongofanana whether they are under ZANU-PF kana kuti MTC. Saka kana munhu ari mutungamiri anoziva zvaari kuita, hafanigwe kutomboshuvira kuti vanhu vatambure because ndo zvinodzodza kuti at the end of the day toita cause polarization for nothing. So even what I'm saying is that we want to build, we want to make sure if ever there's anybody who's being corrupt, let's bring proper information, let's bring proper evidence so that they are prosecuted. You see, because my court understand that with the system of evidence. Kana evidence is, court
inosiya munhu just like what we experienced last week pakabuda honorable job sikala and it ndo zvinoratidza kuti kuti inoshamisa izvo nemazvo as long as manyaya yako waiisa padare neevidence yako yakakwana unobuda saka ipapo patikashama evidence yemakoratidzeatara aya vanhu vanoendeswa kucourt vobudawo futi court hainei nokuti hafoshuwa munhu aba uyu but kana usina kupedzera mafacts acho nemaevidence mafigures acho zvakakwana vanosiyiwa vanhu aya then chatagona hapana.
Aiwa hari batai nyi makadaro. I understand we have callers Gibbs.
What is that to call ukala sekuti kubani? Caller kunjani kuno pecinweni? Hello caller zakubona icinweni kona.
Hello tobe.
Yeah, ngubani ukhuluma la?
Unyono ukhuluma la tobe kunjani ngemthembu?
Ngiyaphila nyoni. Ungapi kona pho nyoni?
Lapha eSouth Africa lapha lapha ingathathi isikhathi dube isikhathi sambili.
Yeah, phosela khona.
Ngicela utshele ngicela uthumalo ebekwazi ukuthi mayikhuluma nge-negative, ethi negative, negative. Nene positive abayenzayo ngeyizani yohulumeni yiphi. Ngoba mawufuna into e-right, kufuze wenze into e-right. That is the nangithi uthuma u-happy today ngoba nje ama-results aphuma ku-EU law. Abafeza izani ngoba nje babekele imigoqhuthu benze lokhu ngalokhu. Abazange bekwenze lokhu. Namhlanje sebesifiwe nabasifiweyo bengenzanga next. Abantu ekhaya bayahlupheka kunokuhlukuluza kwabantu. Uthuma uyakwazi enja engumuntu omdala kodwa now he chooses to be praise senior owezane kule qiniso. Iqiniso ithuma kalikhulumi uthi uNkululeko Sandu ukhuluma amafigazi. Yes, amafigazi ayabambela badla imali amafigazi akhona. Ngathethi nje ingafuna ukuqeda isikhathi nje ngathethi nathi sekhaya kulendlala. I'm one of those people abathwala umuvu seZimbabwe. I'm surprised ngathi sekhaya ukuthi ngathethi abantu ekhaya eZimbabwe bayalamba ushiwa. But if you look at the number of tracks that are killing umuntu South Africa is about every daily basis. Yes, it's like a one-year driver, it's about six times. I'm a track are getting in Zimbabwe, you're not paying hundreds of people. Most of people are not getting in Zimbabwe. That's clear corruption. I don't want to blame that anyone who are only in the corner. Also, my father, who could do me logo, that's saying Zimbabwe's praise, he's Zimbabwe, who knew how could you say Amazi? I see you, you say, yinyeri pheki uzisteering examples lomnangako lunisani lizethuma lilune hayi kwele qonje ixoxe athi ukukhuluma ukuthi amazi abesiphiasa ama foreigner emazweni mina ngiphila ni foreigner izo la yithe Zimbabwe ngoba ngihapha I'm free ngiyafuta nyadla ekhaya ni foreigner akhe zothuma
yebo zokuqina
uthuma umuntu omdala khona iqiniso elizwe lakini abantu bokuhloniphi akukho ukuthi wena lo gawulele ukukhuluma amanga ukukhuluma abantu bezimbabwe bafundile. Lumva wanokhuluma la uthi usibanda lo khuluma point khuluma figures etwazisa ulathi wena lokho khuluma nje praise nje kunaka kwa no do something yet like 2 years lokho libuthi do something abantu bese ngiyabonga ngiyabonga tuwanile nje
hayi sibonga yes sibonga kakhulu ungathina kusasa baba
ngiyabonga tuwa.
Yeah, so Mr. Nyoni has got a lot of questions, you know, targeted at Mr. Chuma, and one of them is, what are the positive things that ZANU-PF has done to show that they are really prepared to rule Zimbabwe in a way that is wanted by almost all people in the world, you know? So he says there's too much corruption in Zimbabwe. For example, he says hundreds and hundreds of trucks are crossing the border into Zimbabwe from South Africa carrying maize. So he says, where is that maize going to? Somebody may be doing something with it. So we'll go back to Mr. Chuma. But in the meantime, Sibuye, kumbe, ule kola. Sikala stati kola. Ye, ule kolo wabani. Wote stati wabani kala. Wabani, kunjani? Wabani, sabona?
Hello, magari.
Hello, kola. Hello, kola. Ehe, tulinani, tukuta wala nani, uye shemuru kupi? Phone yenyu manje haisikunzwika zvakanaka mhenu hatisi kunyatsokunzwa nana ipapo. We had a caller there. I think he wanted to say something, but the line is very, very bad. So yeah. I think let me just read. There was a comment here, a very interesting one, on the VOA Facebook page. Purity Goku, I'm watching you from South Africa, but trust Chipangans. A bad carpenter always blames his tools. If a manager fails to run a company, he or she will blame the workers of stealing. And ndazi yekuitwa ku Zimbabwe, all people on top of the government must anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
go to Dr. Spanda. Dr. Spanda, in a nutshell, Dr. Spanda, are you still there? So I'm told he has dropped the line. So let's go back to Baba Chuma. Baba Chuma, uzwile lapho baba bekhuluma. Akumphendule ngamafutshane baba Chuma.
Right. Ubaba ukhona kule sibili. What he's saying is exactly what government is trying to do. Government has said, okay, let's go out of our way and make sure that because we have experienced drought, let's import as much maize as we can so that people don't go hungry. And when government has done that, it has done its utmost duty to try and bridge that gap of the drought season and the rain season that we're supposed to be experiencing now. Mm-hmm. So they've brought in the maize, and that maize is then delivered not to ZANU-PF, but delivered to GMB, which then sell to millers. And those millers are not ZANU-PF, by the way. They are people, individual business people, who then now, some of them are diverting that maize, they're diverting the milling mill into the black market, something that we see and experience every day. So it does not mean that government has not done its part. But government has done its part. But then it's also one no numbu head. It's no longer government. It's no longer ZANU-PF. It's now individuals who are now being worried. You know, criminality. And then we as citizens also watch them doing that, and we do nothing about it, because like I said before, we can take them to court, but as long as there is no concrete evidence, they will come out scot-free. They've got the money. They are making the money in the black market there. So they've got
why don't you guys
they are the ones who go in and defend them in court, and then they come out scot-free. What do we do?
Why don't you guys in ZANU-PF blow the whistle like what the other fellow Tsenengamu did with others? Why don't you identify them and say 1, 2, 3, 4? Because the moment that happens, people are punished in ZANU-PF. So how do you think they can be, you know, identified? That's a problem, Baba Chum.
No, what I'm saying, my brother, it's not about ZANU-PF. It's about everybody, all citizens that are involved. I'm talking of Umumbo, Zambia, which means that there are people at the border that work at the border that allow those things to happen and cross and go by. And I'm talking of the black market, where I go as an individual and go and buy millimil a good black market instead of demanding and even doing citizen arrest to say, where did you find Impopule or you can say, putting a motor system a market in Ireland? You go to Impopule and you take a part of the shop, go, okay. So we are allowing that on our own as a people. We should be, it's not about ZANU-PF, my brother. It's about us, all of us. We should be involved in this whole fight for in corruption cases, it always takes two or more. It will never be one person. So once you become the second person and you are quiet about it, what can we do? ZANU-PF is just an organization. Government is an institution, but we, the people that are supposed to be living day-to-day lives within this community, are the people that are supposed to police each other and say, no, this is wrong. Because when that should be our responsibility as the people, as citizens. Then Zavona, these things are going to be won by standing up and rising up and saying, no, we will not watch and see.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chuma. Besilo baba ecingweni ubaba uNdebele kodwa isikhathi sekho. Baba Ndebele, nxa ungizwa siyakufaka kuhlelo kwesikhathini esibuyayo. Usixolele lamhlanje, hayi isikhathi asivumanga, kodwa sizakufaka sibili kuprogram yethu yena leyi live talk. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. MTC Presidential Spokesperson Dr. Nkululeko Spanda and ZANU-PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma. We also thank our listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Join us again tomorrow. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night.
And I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who is saying, let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei. You have a very good evening.